Tell us about the e-government deal. So what now can residents get?
The first thing you need to know is the project itself, the Emirates ID project. It's going to be a lot of new services provided. However, in order for us to provide all these services, we need the strategic intent for us is to first register as much people as possible into the system. After that, we start providing. We start looking for new services to add to the ID card, which is at the very end make this ID card not just a card, but a multi-purpose card for the entire country. Now, currently, there are a number of entities in the Emirates that are using the ID card for their services. For example, Dubai courts have announced that when they start using the Emirates ID cards for their processes, they were able to cut back on the process time by 75% of process time, which is a great thing for them.
Now, there have been some people who say they've got delays. I mean, on the whole, I think the system has been quite good. Mm-hmm. I know people have tried it. I've done it myself. I've even went with friends just as research, and mm-hmm. it's been pretty good. What do you have to say to those people who have been waiting, 8, 9 weeks, 3 months, whatever?
Right now, for my advice for them would be to check the Emirates ID website for updates. Because usually if there's a delay in your ID card's issuance, the reason behind that would be missing supporting documents that were not captured properly at the typing center, or we did not yet receive the trigger back from the Ministry of Interior saying that you have gotten your ID or your visa. And this, I'm talking about people who are who have registered using the expat service. In order for us to issue the ID card for this type of applicants, we need to make sure that they have received their visas from the immigration. And because of delays in receiving this trigger, there has been a number of cards not yet issued.
There are a lot of people who say that, now that they've got their ID cards, well, they don't seem to need to use it anywhere. So when are we going to start having this in Dubai? And, why do certain government officials not know what it is?
The reason behind that would be because we did not yet finish registering all the different people in the Emirates. In order for us to start giving out stronger services, we need to have registered as much people as possible into the system. However, recently you can use your ID card as an e-gate. And in order for you to do that, you just need to visit any of the e-gate issuing counters, present them with your Emirates ID, and they will add the service to the card itself.